Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve Adid. I'm Steve McIntosh. 68 degrees. We have showers in the area. KNSS breaking news. Police are investigating a fatal shooting at a North Wichita gas station. Police were called to a Valero station at 21st in Minnesota around 3:15 a.m. and found a 33-year-old man who had been shot. He was taken to a hospital where he died. Police say the man was shot after an argument with another customer. Two employees were in the store at the time. They were not hurt. Police are now interviewing witnesses and reviewing security footage to identify a suspect. A 4-year-old boy was hospitalized after a near drowning in East Wichita Monday evening. First responders were called to a home near Central and Rock Road just before 6:30 p.m. They found a boy who had fallen into a pool. Authorities believe the incident was accidental. Child was taken to a local hospital in stable condition and was responsive. Police are searching for a suspect who shot at a car in North Wichita, injuring a man and his 4-year-old son. This happened Sunday night near 25th and Broadway as a 32-year-old man was pulling his pickup into a driveway with his two sons inside. He was shot in the chest. His 4-year-old boy was also wounded. Police say the shots were fired from a dark SUV. Both father and son are recovering. A man accused of attacking and injuring at least 12 pro-Israel protesters in Boulder, Colorado, appeared in court for the first time Monday. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
45-year-old Egyptian national Mohammed Salomon is being held on a $10 million bond. Formal charges are expected Thursday. The suspect yelled "Free Palestine" as he used a makeshift flamethrower and threw Molotov cocktails at the protesters. Now, the acting U.S. attorney in Boulder says Salomon tried to buy a gun, but he couldn't because he's in the country illegally, living in Boulder on an expired visa and work permit. Investigators say Salomon told them he wanted the protesters to die and he would firebomb the victims all over again.
The suspect reportedly had been planning the attack for more than a year. The attack comes less than 2 weeks after two Israeli embassy employees were shot and killed in Washington. ICE announced Monday that the total number of arrests they made in May of immigrants living in Massachusetts illegally. Fox's David Spunt has the story.
ICE's largest operation yet, netting 1,461 illegal aliens in the greater Boston area and state of Massachusetts. 790 had criminal convictions or charges, while 277 had final deportation orders. The local congresswoman in Boston upset about ICE's presence there. Boston, Massachusetts, just one of several sanctuary cities that are large across the country. The White House has its eyes especially on several others when it comes to federal funding and has already made such threats to those cities.
The deportations come after the Trump administration is demanding that ICE make 3,000 arrests a day. ICE is reportedly making about 1,600 arrests a day. The Wichita City Council meets at 6 p.m. today to discuss one item, the property tenants code. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Think about those that own property and what they should be doing in order to maintain healthy and good quality housing. And so we want to hear from community members. The last time that we have talked about this code was back with a last council, which was in August of 2023.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. Two people were hospitalized after a truck rammed into a west of Wichita house. Police say the truck was speeding when it left the road and ended up inside a home Monday morning on Meridian, just south of Maple. Police say the driver of the pickup wasn't injured and was taken into custody and on suspicion of driving under the influence of an unknown substance. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. We have showers in the area. Thunderstorm, 68 degrees. A teenager is facing charges after allegedly pointing a gun and firing at Wichita police officers Sunday night near Kellogg and Broadway. After a brief chase, a 14-year-old suspect was taken into custody. No one was injured, but several bullets struck vehicles. Formal charges are pending. The House Oversight Committee continues to investigate former President Joe Biden's decline during his term. Fox's Mike Emanuel reports from Washington.
House Republicans trying to figure out if Biden aides used an auto pen to sign executive orders without Biden's knowledge. Comer suggests the Trump DOJ could get any document signed without Biden's consent thrown out in court. Meanwhile, former Trump presidential doctor, now Congressman Ronnie Jackson, is focused on Biden's presidential physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor. As for Biden, he's trying to convince the American people that he feels strong while taking on his critics.
Questions about the former president's health have grown following his prostate cancer diagnosis and the release of audio from interviews with special counsel Robert Hur in 2023. Senate Republicans are also expected to hold a hearing this month about the former president's term. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is updating its advice for international travelers on protecting against measles.
The CDC now says Americans should be vaccinated against measles no matter where they're traveling. The travel notice acknowledges that people are not just being exposed to measles in countries where it's spreading, but also on planes and during travel. The travel notice advises two doses for all Americans ages 1 or older, and early doses advised for traveling infants ages 6 to 11 months. The U.S. has seen more than 1,000 measles cases so far. Far this year. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
The key to healthy aging among women could be coffee.
Coffee has been found to help women stay healthy as they age. That's according to new research from Harvard University, which followed a group of nearly 50,000 women from the Nurses' Health Study for a 30-year period. The research found that drinking an average of 315 milligrams of caffeine daily from coffee every morning could help women stay mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. Healthy aging meant surviving to older age without major chronic diseases and with good physical, mental, and cognitive function. The American Society of Nutrition says decaf coffee and tea did not have the same effect. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now in the Wichita area, well, we've got some storms rolling through. So some areas we're getting some fairly heavy rain. And so, it's heavy enough that visibility could be affected. Roadways definitely wet and slippery out there. Seems like the worst of it's running right along I-135 right now. And so, we just got another band of rain coming through. But just about everywhere we've got slippery roadways due to overnight rain that we've been having. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Showers and thunderstorms remain a possibility on Tuesday through the morning and right into the afternoon. Some of the rain will be heavy in spots. We'll start the day in the mid-60s, reach a high of 75 with the wind turning to the north in the afternoon. Some drier weather should return on Wednesday. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
We have a thunder shower in the area right now, 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Radar indicating Wichita smack dab in the middle of a long area of showers from south to north. It's just basically moving to the north-northeast right now. And it goes right up to the left, to the west of the turnpike to Emporia. Let's see how far. And then clear into Topeka. And there's a big band over in the southeast corner. And Oklahoma's pretty much clear right now. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Wow, what a spectacular lightning show we had about an hour ago here. It was something else. You could see those, whenever they would pop, you see those great big thunderheads. I went up to Quick Trip over there and got a pretty good show.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a sunny, warm day across South Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 84 degrees. Normal high is 84 degrees. And no warnings locally or anything, but there was some weather coming through last night. National Weather Service meteorologists tell
me.
There
was a warning. There was a warning like at 10 o'clock last night, and it extended into Sedgwick County, but by the time it got here, it diminished.
National Weather Service guy said he didn't have one. So
I was looking straight at it on my television.
He must have been misinformed. He was there.
It said severe thunderstorm warning for Reno and Kingman and Sedgwick County.
He said they had one. They had a gust up to about 45 miles per hour. Okay. I'm just telling you what he told me.
All right, I'm telling what I saw on my TV last night.
There you go. It's an exact science. He told me overnight rainfall was around a half inch across Wichita. That was around midnight, 4800s of Eisenhower Airport as of midnight. On this date, this is the third day of June. On this date in 1988, severe thunderstorms in Texas and Oklahoma produced hail as large as softballs near Stillwater and in Jones County, north central Texas. Baseball-sized hail and 70-mile-per-hour winds caused an estimated $100 million damage in Abilene, Texas. That was in 1988. And on this date, 225 years ago, 1800, President John Adams moved to Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, the White House wasn't finished yet, so he moved into a room above a tavern.
Well, you gotta find somewhere to have a roof over your head.
Yeah. He's a president, but hey, kind of humble there, huh? By the way, this is a good weekend coming up if you're looking to go fishing in Kansas. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has declared Saturday and Sunday a free fishing weekend. You can go to any state park to fish for free without needing a fishing license. All limits will apply, so you can't just, take all the fish you can handle. That's coming up this weekend if the weather holds up. 6:14, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And in case you missed it yesterday, we did make an announcement that KNSS is now partnering with 12 News on some of our programming and our information. Storm Team 12, 12 News Sports. And listen for Ross Jansen. Storm Team 12 reports with Stephen 10 at 7:10 each morning.
Very good.
So glad I was talking overnight with the man who is the overnight guy at 12, and nice guy. I never met him before. He said he's been there forever. John is his name. John Boyd. And so we're getting to be friends, if you will. Yep, that rain was really coming down when I came to work earlier this morning, and it's still coming down, I guess. Looks like a pretty good band of showers right across our part of the world going up to the north and northeast. All right, 6:15, Steve and Ted. Did you know this is National Egg Day?
Did not see that.
Yeah, I don't know what we could do to celebrate.
Thanks for telling me.
National Egg Day. If you want to have eggs for breakfast, then there, that's your celebration.
Yeah, the yolk's on you.
The yolk. Wichita River Festival still going. We'll see what happens throughout the day today. We'll keep you posted on the weather, but could be some challenges out there if you're doing things outdoors at the River Festival, but it goes on till the 7th of June later on this week. So there you go, the River Festival. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at leadoff sports that we made, Ted. Ted Woodward with leadoff sports this morning, as always.
After a day off, the Kansas City Royals are back at it, just heading across the state in interleague play, taking on their Missouri rivals, the second-place St. Louis Cardinals. That game will be at, you can listen live at 6:30 tonight, Royals-Cardinals. That's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Cardinals have won 6 of their last 9. The Royals have lost 6 of their last 9. Cardinals are really good at home. They're 19-8 at home. They've only lost 8 games at home all season long. And this is the big day for the Royals. They're calling up their big stud from the minor leagues, Jack Caglione, the 22-year-old outfielder who was the Royals' first-round draft pick last year out of the University of Florida. The Royals, as woeful as their offense has been, they need something to spark it. Maybe this is the guy. Last year, finishing up college, he hit 35 home runs and hit .419 playing for Florida. Royals draft him. This year, he's already piled up 15 home runs and 56 runs driven in AA and AAA. Royals just kind of can't ignore that any longer. So we got to get this guy up here and see if he can do it at the major league level. So Jack Caglione will most likely make his major league debut tonight for the Royals in that game at St. Louis. Like we said, you can listen live at 6:30 this evening over on KFH. After a day off, the Wichita Wind Surge back at it for a week. This will be a week on the road, heading over to Springdale for a 6-game matchup with Northwest Arkansas. 7:05 is game time tonight, as the Surge and the Naturals are both part of a 4-team pileup that are all within a game of first place in the division with 3 weeks to go in the first half. So good luck to Wichita. These meaningful games on the road at Northwest Arkansas this week. Major League Baseball, the Colorado Rockies win. It doesn't happen very often. Don't get to say that very often. The Rockies win in Miami 6-4 yesterday as the Rockies snap an 8-game losing streak. Leadoff hitter for the Rockies last night, left fielder, former Wichita State Shocker, Sam Hilliard. He had a RBI double in the top of the 9th inning that gave the Rockies an insurance run. Hilliard is batting .333 on the season. The Rockies have 10 wins and 50 losses. 10 and 50 now on the season. We've been playing since late March. They have 10 total wins, including one last night. Little note from NAIA baseball. LSU Shreveport won the national championship. It was a record that sure hit you. They won the national championship going 59-0 this season. Didn't lose an entire game to win the NAIA championship. And the senior outfielder for LSU Shreveport is Jackson Searing. He's from Derby. He went to Butler Community College. And now he's got an undefeated national championship in college. In the championship game, Searing went 2-for-3 and hit the game-tying home run. How about that? It's a pretty cool deal for Jackson Searing to win a national title in NAIA baseball for undefeated LSU Shreveport. Happy birthday today to Scott Hastings, who basketball player born in Independence, Kansas. He is 65 years old today. Played for Arkansas. Spent 12 years in the NBA. Second round draft pick. He got an NBA ring. Playing for the championship Detroit Pistons in 1990. Among Kansas natives, Scott Hastings is in the top 5 all time in the NBA in block shots and a career 81% free throw shooter. The great Scott Hastings from Independence, Kansas. NBA player, good player. It's his birthday. He's 65 today. Happy birthday to former Wichita State basketball player Bijan Cortez. Shocker point guard is celebrating a birthday today. He is 22 years old today. Happy birthday to the former Shocker, Bijan Cortez. And happy birthday today to the great Emmett Thomas, former Kansas City Chiefs star on defense. Emmett is 82 years old today. Played on right corner on the defense for the Chiefs for 13 years. He is the Chiefs' all-time interception leader with 58. 58 interceptions. That's still, all these years later, he's in the top 10 all-time in the NFL in that category. After his playing days, a longtime assistant coach, including Chiefs defensive backs coach for most of the 2010s, his number 18 is retired by the Chiefs. He lives in Kansas City. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. And he got a Super Bowl ring in Super Bowl IV. And 2 more Super Bowl rings as an assistant coach with the Washington Redskins.
Ooh.
The great Emmett Thomas. One of the great guys picking off passes in all time in the NFL with interceptions. The former chief, Emmett Thomas, it's his birthday. He is 82 today. And that is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Plus, we have traffic and weather coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 68 degrees with showers in the area. Police say a road rage incident led to a motorcycle crash Monday night near Pawnee and Belmont in southeast Wichita. Police say a motorcycle weaving in and out of traffic was struck intentionally by a car.
Through our investigation, we learned that this is allegedly a road rage incident, and the suspect purposely hit a motorcycle rider, allegedly, and knocked a motorcycle rider off her bike.
The rider suffered minor injuries. Driver of the car was taken into custody.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the annual Riverfest has a big impact on the local economy.
Not only do Wichitans get to celebrate our community, which is a great community building event, it also attracts people from out of town to come and do activities in the downtown core. I know that restaurants around the area also have seen individuals come to eat.
Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A much-needed win for Ukraine 3 years into its war with Russia. Fox's David Spunt reports in Washington.
This surprise attack, 18 months in the making, and not only did it completely catch Russia off guard, caught the United States off guard. No heads up. The way Ukraine did this, though, catching even the most seasoned Russian military officials by surprise, the attack was called the spider web. It was a direct attack on Russian air bases, specifically bomber aircraft. The explosives were hidden in the roofs of wooden sheds. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky personally okayed the attack. According to officials in Ukraine, the sheds were loaded onto trucks. Those trucks were driven to the perimeter of air bases by unsuspecting drivers. Then, thanks to a remote control device, the sheds were lifted, the roofs were lifted, drones flew out, torched more than 40 Russian warplanes.
The attack comes as Ukrainian and Russian officials are meeting for ceasefire talks this week in Istanbul, Turkey.
A citizen of Romania is pleading guilty to making multiple swatting calls and bomb threats.
Federal prosecutors say Tomas Szabo and Serbian co-defendant Nemanja Radovanovic threatened nearly 100 people, including a former U.S. president and members of Congress. A Secret Service agent's affidavit doesn't name which former president or what members of Congress were threatened, but one of the victims is identified as a former elected official from the executive branch swatted last January. The indictment says Radovanovic falsely reported a killing and threatened to set off a bomb at that person's home. Szabo is scheduled to be sentenced in October. Charges against Radovanovic are pending. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Nickerson, Kansas substitute teacher has been charged with sex crimes involving a student. Whitney Scholl is charged with multiple crimes, including unlawful sexual relations, attempted unlawful sexual relations, and two counts of hosting minors consuming alcoholic beverages. Scholl has bonded out of jail. No upcoming court dates have been announced. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Showers and thunderstorms remain a possibility on Tuesday through the morning and right into the afternoon. Some of the rain will be heavy in spots. We'll start the day in the mid-60s, reach a high of 75 with the wind turning to the north in the afternoon. Some drier weather should return on Wednesday. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
And now we have rain in the area, 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, and coming up about an hour from now, we will check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. That's around 7:35 this morning here on KNSS. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, and it was on this date 79 years ago, 1946. Jacques Haim, a French fashion designer, debuted a two-piece bathing suit in Paris and named it the Bikini. After the Bikini Atoll Islands in the South Pacific where atomic bomb testing was going on. It wasn't a bomb, though. It was pretty good, quite a hit there. The bikini.
This is the guy that invented the bikini.
Yeah. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to proceed with their plans to reduce the federal workforce, citing ongoing harm to the executive branch. The administration argues that the lower court's ruling interferes with their legal authority to carry out reductions in force, RIFs, and has halted RIFs at multiple federal agencies, leading to confusion and increased costs. This emergency appeal is the 18th that the Trump administration lawyers have submitted to the Supreme Court since the president's second term began, highlighting a broader clash between the administration and federal judges over executive actions. And courts are pushing back against the president. Authorities in Tennessee searching for a pet zebra that escaped from its owner's home and went for a run on the highway. How'd you like to see that? We talk about a horse or a llama or something like that, but not a zebra very often. Rutherford County Sheriff's Office said on social media that the zebra arrived at its new home Friday and escaped less than 24 hours later.
Apparently didn't like the new home.
Yeah, didn't like the new dig, so away the zebra went. The striped equine caused chaos on Interstate 24 near Joe B. Jackson Parkway in Rutherford County, where it was seen running through traffic on both sides of the highway.
Yeah, it's hard to blend in.
Well, yeah.
You're a zebra. You'd be spotted pretty easily.
Or striped.
Or striped, yeah.
There you go. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. All right. Let's see. What else is going on? Plenty of rain coming down. I just hope when we come out of a drought, Ted, how long have we been in a drought? 3 years? 4 years?
A couple years. Yeah. It's
hoping to get the Cheney Lake level back up. That came up quite a bit here recently, but it's not where it should be, nor normal depth anyway. River Festival's going on.
Well, we need to make it happen here during May and June, because these are our wettest months.
This is the time of rain.
If it doesn't happen in these 2 months, we're in trouble. So it's good that we got a lot of rain in May, and let's hope we get some more here in June, which we already have.
Got a chance to, for one of your listeners out there, to win golf for two at Crestview Country Club. Score a round for two with a cart at Crestview. Text the keyword golf, G-O-L-F, to 20357 to enter. You can only enter once a day during a 24-hour period. One winner picked every Friday through June. Yeah. Round for two with a cart at Crestview. Message and data rates apply. Pretty good prize, Ted.
Yeah, get that text in there. Well, that's good.
You could be the
person. That's good prize.
6:37 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here with, what are we doing here? Oh, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities of Wichita, the KNSS business update. What are we doing? Commodities update. You know what you're doing there? Tom?
I'm confused right now. You know, you're talking about spots on a zebra and everything. I'm confused.
Well, I'm spinning and my head's spinning. I have no idea what I'm doing right now. I think I'll just go and get my car and go home. That'd be good. Tom?
I won't comment.
Tom?
I won't comment.
Give us the old commodities update. Could put us back on track here, will you? Please.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Now, Monday, the live cattle traded higher and closed positive with triple-digit gains on inside trading compared to last Friday. The feeder cattle also traded higher and barely traded above last Friday's highs and closed with triple-digit gains. Now, last week, the average Kansas steer sold in the feed yards at $222.32. That was up $1.79 from the previous week, with Nebraska's average at $235.31, up $4.73. The Nebraska has a premium over Kansas by a huge $12.99. Lean hogs scored more new contract highs yesterday and closed positive. At the close, August live cattle, $1.65 higher, $211. August feeder cattle, $2.92 higher, $301.75. In July, lean hogs up a nickel at $104.97. Now, Monday, the old crop and new crop corn and soybean futures made new lows for the current slide to the downside. Brazil's soybean and corn production continues to get larger. The wheat futures traded and closed positive, with July Kansas City wheat yesterday the highest it had been since the 25th of April. Now, the U.S. corn good to excellent rating is at 69%, up 1 point from last week. the first of the season. Soybean good to excellent rating is at 67%. Winter wheat good to excellent rating is up 2 points at 52%. The wheat harvest now nationwide is 3% done, Texas 25%, and Oklahoma 4% complete. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat down 4 3/4 at 535. July corn a penny higher at 439 1/4. July soybeans 4 1/4 higher at 1037 3/4. July crude oil trading 30 cents higher at $62.82. August gold down $14 at $3,383.20. The June S&P 9.5 points lower at 5,938. June dollar index is up 42 cents at $99.05. And June Dow Jones futures 101 points lower at 42,276. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, Tom, much of our area here in Kansas has been under drought or near drought conditions for how long? We're saying a couple of years at least, right?
Yeah, it kind of varies where you're talking about. Sure. I can tell you in the southeast part of the state, some of them was in their third year of a drought.
It's even worse in the southeast corner, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're getting this good, pretty good soaking right now. And, of course, here in Wichita, we like to see the reservoir come up. Can we take some of the restrictions off for watering? But by the time we take off the restrictions for watering, we won't need to water anymore.
Right? That's right.
It's a catch-22. I don't water anymore. My wife waters because she has two places in our lawn of she's got some beautiful flowers and she puts a lot of time and effort in. And fortunately, she's getting enough rain there. They're blooming and looking good. But the bad part about that is when that happens, then the weeds start growing up in the flowers. And some poor fool has to go out there and pick the weeds. Guess who? Guess who?
I'm looking at him.
There you go. I got a big knife I bought at Ace Hardware. It's got holes in the middle of it, and I don't know how sharp it is, but it sure will dig out a dandelion. I get down and just,
yeah. It's a big Crocodile Dundee knife?
This is a knife, yeah. It's a big knife.
Those dandelions have long roots.
Oh, I know. They're just awful, you know? But I understand people from the Greeks love them. They make salad out of them. What do you think about that?
Yuck.
I don't think I can do that. All right, sir.
Me neither.
Stay dry, okay?
Okie doke.
Talk to you tomorrow. All right. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities on the way. We've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Investors, take a look at the globe. It's that round thing. Never mind. That's coming up, Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 646 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Illegal immigrant from Egypt faces charges in firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Two.
A man is dead after a shooting at a North Wichita gas station.
One.
Four-year-old boy nearly drowns in East Wichita pool. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got moderate to heavy rain here in the Wichita area, and I don't know, it's kind of spotty, but even in those areas where it might not be raining at exactly this moment, we've definitely got wet and slippery roadways out there. See some fairly heavy traffic right now on K-15, and this is between MacArthur and 47th, north and southbound in places there, so just a little heavy traffic slowing things down. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy and breezy with a 90% chance for rain today and a high of 78 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 52. Wednesday sunny, tomorrow's high 75 degrees. Now, thunder showers, rain, and 68 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's Tuesday at the Monarch. That means $7 signature and classic cocktails. All cocktails on both menus are just $7 today. Live music every Friday and Saturday starting at 8 p.m. at the Monarch. 579 West Douglas at the Roundabout in historic Delano. Two Columbia University janitors are suing more than 40 students and outside agitators after they were assaulted last spring when a mob broke into and seized a campus building.
This is Fox on Justice. Two Columbia University janitors say they were held hostage, terrorized, and assaulted during the pro-Palestinian protests on campus last year. The two janitors, Mariano Torres and Lester Wilson, have filed a lawsuit that describes them being called a Jew lover, a Zionist, a Jew worker, with protesters saying, "What are you doing? Protecting them?" Ken Marcus of the Brandeis Center for Human Rights under the law says radical groups organized the takeover.
All of this is being done not like an organic protest, not like a bunch of students trying to say something or express their opinion, but rather as a network of individuals and organizations that support the Hamas terror agenda, trying to undermine not only Jewish students, but institutions within the United States.
Both janitors, Torres and Wilson, say they still suffer from PTSD and have not yet returned to work. Eric Schon, Fox News.
Boeing was among the stocks beginning the week on a positive note.
Stocks rebounding from earlier losses and kicking off the new trading week and month higher after President Trump said he plans to double tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to 50% from 25%, fueling more uncertainty regarding trade policies. Shares of U.S. steel companies like Cleveland-Cliffs, Nucor, Steel Dynamics, among others, surging on the news. While shares of the big three U.S. automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis, going in the opposite direction and falling today. The Dow winners, Boeing, IBM, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 35 points. The Nasdaq higher by 129. S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:50 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And in just a moment, we'll be checking in with Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, to find out what's going in the world of finance this morning. He may have some advice that'll make you rich. Or maybe not. Usually it's pretty good advice, though. Don Grant, the Money Tracker, on the way.
Yes, he'll be with us shortly.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything to stall with, so I'll just look at the radio and say, oh, well, that's neat. okay. I'm going to tell you a story coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Just a little personal anecdote. My wife and I went to I don't know how this worked out, but we went to the dentist, the same dentist, ours dentist, the same day, to get our teeth cleaned. I thought just one of us was going, but she wound up there too. So it's an interesting little story. I will share that coming up.
Very nice.
All right, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. I guess I'll go ahead and do, I'll tell you what, let's do some Wichita Business Journal news, Wichita Business Journal for you. The Derby mixed-use project that includes $150 to $180 million worth of hotel, crystal, lagoon, beach, retail, dining, apartments, and senior living is undergoing public infrastructure improvements and initial site plans. Derby Shores is the name of the 75-acre project that is using Star Bonds initiatives. Infrastructure on the lagoon portion of the complex continues, and senior living plans along Patriot Avenue near Rock Road are ongoing. Developers Dave Murphin, Rick Wormer, and Rodney Stephen are planning 50 senior living units. All right, Don
Big
Grant.
Big project.
Yeah, it's a Derby's a lot going on in Derby. No. All right, investors, take a look at the globe. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, if you've been invested in good old American companies, that part of your investment allocation has seen an astounding average annual return of nearly 14% from 2009 to 2024. Now, if you focused on the magnificent seven American tech stocks, you may have built your second home with that with those profits, but it may be a good time to go global. American companies have ruled the roost in the aftermath of the global financial crisis of 2008 and 2009. They dominated the best performing asset class for the past 15 years. You may be surprised to learn that just 14% of all global public companies are American. Now, the biggest chunk of public companies, 55%, are Asian Pacific. Europe is about 22% of all global public companies, and 6% to the Middle East and Africa, and then 3% to Latin America. The percentage of best performing stocks that are outside the U.S. surprised me. Last year, of the world's top 50 stocks, 98% of them were non-U.S. companies. In 23 and 24, it was 70% both years. International stocks are much less concentrated and are more diversified by sector than U.S. equities. Just the S&P 500 has three times more concentration in its top holdings than the MSCI World, that's minus U.S., index. Now, it can mean less risk for investors. It may still be good to keep U.S. equities as the cornerstone of your portfolio.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That's because they're housed in arguably business-friendly regulatory environment. They have a high liquidity, and we have a unique mix of highly innovative companies. But foreign stocks may look very attractive in this market. Before you make any major allocation changes to your investments, work with your advisor or certified financial planner pro to check that you won't incur a big taxable gain, and that allocation is right for you. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Well, today is Love Conquers All Day. Celebrated as a day to cherish your loved ones. No matter how tough life gets, the saving.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Everything becomes smoother with our loved ones at our side. Unless they annoy you. Oh, no. Love
well,
cookers all day.
This should be every day, Steve.
Oh,
come
that's true. It should be. Every love conquers all day. All right. Are you staying dry over there in the Hacienda? Are you dry in your home there?
I'm dry in my home.
Good.
Yeah, but darn, it was coming down, and I'm looking right now. You know how Wichita has this sort of flooding, you know? I mean, my cul-de-sac has got a pretty high level of water right now as things start to run off.
All right. Thank you, Don. Hey, we'll check with you again tomorrow morning, 6:55 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, our top of the hour news at 7 o'clock. The police are investigating a homicide in North Wichita. And a young boy nearly drowns in an East Wichita pool. We've got the stories. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.